Queens of the Court!
Yeah!
She's a bean!
Yeah, don't do that.
I know.
She looks at you like she wants to eat you for lunch.
I have no idea. This is your idea.
Step off that bitch.
Get it, girl.
Delicious.
Late night. Get wasted.
Yo, I love me some good tea.
Creepy.
Using.
I don't know what to do though.
Uncut. Queens of the Court.
Queens of the Court podcast.
Queens of the Court.
What up?
What up? Take four. What's up?
It's Monday, July 15th. We, after overcoming some technical problems, are here with you today. It's the Queens of the Court podcast. I'm Paul Jafrida.
I'm John Hansen.
We are the King Size Queens. You can check us out on our website at www.kingsizequeens.com. We are here devoted to bringing you everything you want to know and probably some things you don't want to know about women's basketball every week.
Yeah, we're fun, informative, women's basketball experts.
It makes me laugh to declare that we're experts. I'm not sure I'm ready to declare such things.
Clearly a joke. We're just fun about women's basketball.
We just love women's basketball.
Yeah, so we're just going to talk about it.
We like secretly wish we could be a part of it, but you know, this is as close as we'll get.
Yeah, this is good. This is good, though.
This is good.
This is good.
Anyway, Queens of the Court podcast, here to talk to you today about what's going on in the WNBA this week.
The dub.
Breaking news. All-Star Game reserves were just announced moments ago.
So this worked out in our fave that, you know, we had the technical.
Let's not talk about any of that. So the All-Star reserves are, they announced, you know, six front court, six guards to the All-Star reserve squad. Front court players, Tina Charles, Candace Dupree, DeJuana Bonner, Sylvia Fowles, Nneka Ogwumike, and Alyssa Thomas. I am very pleased with those reserves. And the reserves at guard, Diamond DeShields, Allie Quigley, Courtney Vandersloot, all from Chicago. Minnesota's Odyssey Sims, Christy Tolliver from the Mystics, and Indiana Fever's Erica Wheeler. Bunch of first-time selections in there, you know, between Natasha Howard, who is a first-time selection and a starter, Diamond DeShields, Odyssey Sims, Erica Wheeler, all first-time selections.
Yeah, it's really cool. Exciting. Yeah, it's great to see these names out there, not, you know, Diana Taurasi making it and she shouldn't have, or Candace Parker making it and she shouldn't have.
When they barely
played. Exactly. It's the people that deserved it, the people that have been playing great. I'm happy that the way it is, and it shows how deep this league is.
Yeah,
because this is still in a really exciting game, and
it's going to be great.
The talent is incredible. Yeah. So, like, just happy that this is what it is.
Yeah, it's going to be a great game. I think you know, most of the players that I thought needed to be in the game have made it. The one thing that maybe stands out to me is that there are no rookies, and we both thought that it was possible that Nafisa Collier or Arike Ogunbowale might make it into the All-Star game, but they did not.
Which kind of sucks, just because you like to highlight some of the new players, but what are you going to do?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, like, you got Odyssey Sims and Diamond DeShields, who have been in the league, what now, 2 or 3 years each?
What do we have? Odyssey Sims has been in the league for 5 years. Diamond DeShields, this is her second season.
Okay, so, but you're talking about, like, right there. It's like, it's not that easy to make it when you're a rookie, so.
No, of course not.
And, like, most of the front court players, they've all been here a bunch, and seven times. So, like, it's a hard thing to break through, and that's why it's nice that with all the injuries, we are getting some other players. We are getting other new players highlighted, and it's just going to be great.
Yeah, it's a great roster. I'm a little bit surprised that Chicago's entire backcourt is going to the All-Star game. Just a little bit surprised by that. I think there are some other guards that maybe are deserving as well.
Besides those two snubs you mentioned, what other snubs do you think are out there?
So, there's a couple teams that didn't have any all-star selections. I think Ariel Atkins is perhaps a little bit of an all-star snub. I think what she's been doing for Washington has been stellar. So to me, that might be the only other one that stands out to me.
Yeah.
You know, last year, you know, Tiffany Hayes or Renee Montgomery from The Dream, you know, were there. And, you know, they maybe, obviously The Dream aren't doing as well this year. So it's not surprising, but, you know, anyway, it's a great roster. It's hard to make the right
selections. Congrats, everybody.
There's a handful of players that maybe are at the talent or the caliber to be an all-star, but didn't get there because there's only 24 slots. So
totally.
That's how it goes. But I just found out that Elena Deledon, because she is the top vote getter, will have the first selection in the All-Star starter round.
Ooh.
So knowing that Asia Wilson wants her teammates on her team, if you're Elena Deledon, do you try to snipe Liz Cambage or Kayla McBride, or do you go for
I think as PG? a great joke you do.
What do you just grab? I would do it.
I would take both. Because you're going to have that option. Unless she goes McBride with that next pick. And if she does that, great. Then I just got Brittany Griner in the third and pick. Yeah. Great. Thank you.
So you're taking Liz first now.
Totally.
If you're Elena Deledon.
Gamesmanship.
Just to like screw around with
gamesmanship. Because I'll take either one of them, you know, in reality. Like if I was starting a team, I'd be happy with either one.
So I feel you. And I think if I'm Elena Deledon, I'm just kind of accepting that the Vegas girls want to play together. And I'm just saying, you know what? That's fine. All-Star Games in Vegas. You do you. I'm not trying to like screw with anyone's
head.
I'm just going to take the players that I think are going to work best with me.
I think that's a way more fun and compelling story if you do that.
If you steal the...
Yeah. I think it's amazing because like then you have Liz playing against her team and it's like... In Vegas, and you're going to have the Vegas crowd on both sides then.
It would be fun to watch Asia Wilson and Liz file, you know.
I just think it will be fun to have the crowd cheering for both sides because of that.
WNBA All-Star Game.
Woo!
Saturday, July 27th. We'll talk more about it after the teams are selected.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
The selection show, I assume, is going to air on TV at some point.
Yeah, totally.
Or another.
I'm not sure about TV. They might do some like Instagram live or
where, when.
Twitter thing. Or...
But yeah, so I expect you know there to be an opportunity to see this happen, you know, on air, and the All-Star Game is going to be the 27th of July at 3:30 on ABC. So mark your calendars.
Marking my calendars.
Good job.
Yeah, I thought you were transitioning right there. So
I thought I was too, and then I was like, I'm talking too much.
No, but you're doing great. You're doing great.
You must be sober. Let's talk about matchups of the week that you're looking forward to this coming week. John, what matchup are you most looking forward to this coming week?
For me, I am looking forward to the Sparks versus the Liberty.
And when is that happening?
That's going to be happening Saturday at 3.
At 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
And how could I watch it if I wanted to?
You're going to have to watch it on NBA League Pass, WNBA League Pass.
Or NBA TV.
Yeah, or NBA TV.
Or what's that network?
It was so random.
Hold on. What's that network?
That network.
Some random network that you may or may not have?
Hold on 1 second. The network that you can watch this game on is...
Like ESSNE something.
Specs NFSGO.
So, Specs NFSGO?
Yeah, so SPECSNFSGO.
I wonder what that is.
Sure.
Something Go.
Yeah, I Go. FS Go. Maybe Fox Sports Go.
Maybe.
Merber?
Anyway, that network...
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that.
Tell me about the matchup.
I'm just real happy with how the Liberty have been playing lately.
Yeah. Preach.
You know, I didn't expect a lot out of them this year.
Who are you happy with? Who you like?
Really like Tina Charles. Yeah. They're two all-stars, Kia Nurse.
Yeah.
So both of them have been playing great. Then on the other side, you have Chelsea Gray and NECA, both all-stars,
mm-hmm.
both playing great. The Sparks are an interesting team because we all expected them to be top four.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're still really good. They're still up there. But they haven't looked like a championship-contending team this year. I mean, at times they've shown flashes. But I'm New York has beaten them before, and you know, like it's. I think it's just a fun matchup. I think New York's just been playing better, and I want to see what Asia Durr does. Maybe
if she plays.
Yeah, I mean, and then over on the Spark side, yeah, Asia Durr. Wow, what's going on with that?
Yeah, what's going on with that?
I just can't to go back, circle back to that.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. So, like, some reports are saying that Asia Durr is out because of a mild groin strain, and other sources are saying that she's been disciplined for a violation of team rules.
Really?
I mean, like, you know, it's all hearsay, but this is reports that I've seen. And I certainly don't know.
Let's see if our buddy Jeff.
Which to believe.
Jeff Maggs, right? Let's see if our buddy Jeff has posted anything recently.
About Asia Durr?
Yeah.
Jeff's response was, the team notes say it was a mild groin strain. I was like, is that what the team notes say?
Yeah. That's what the team notes would say, wouldn't they?
But yeah, so Asia Durr, unclear what's going to happen with her. Candace Parker with the ankle injury. Again, just unclear whether it's an ankle injury or if it could be more. There's some concern, some rumblings that, you know, what if it's an Achilles issue? And what could that do for her at this stage in her career? I don't expect to see Candace Parker back this year after the injury. If she comes back, it's gravy. But without her, I think this is a super compelling matchup. Because I feel like it evens the playing field for Candace Parker to be out.
Totally. Okay, what's your
matchup?
What's yours?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the Seattle Storm and the Minnesota Lynx playing Wednesday, July 17th at 8 p.m.,
oof,
which you can catch on NBA TV, WNBA League Pass, or another random network of letters that, you know,
it's like
FSNTH.
Dope.
If you got SFN, I got FSNTH.
That's one of my favorite channels.
Yeah, totes.
They have all, like, the Office reruns and stuff.
So I like this matchup, the Storm and the Lynx. I like this matchup because two teams that were maybe expected not to be as good as they're doing so far because of who's not on the court. And I like that these teams have focused on who is there, who is available, and they've got winning records to show for it. And it's not an easy year.
No, not at all.
So Seattle Storm are sitting at 10-8. Lynx are sitting at 10-7. Exciting matchups. Really looking forward to seeing Natasha Howard on the Storm against Sylvia Fowles on the Lynx. Really looking forward to seeing Jordan Canada, who's emerged as like an incredible young point guard.
It's her second year, right?
Second year in the league.
And basically she has to fill Sue Bird shoes, which is crazy.
Yeah, but I think she's crushing. She's leading the league in steals per game. She's among the leaders in assists per game, and I think she's only going to get better.
And she missed
she's
like dynamic. 2 weeks too.
It would not surprise me if she was considered for, you know, Team USA within a year or two.
Wow,
That's
exciting.
Yeah, and so it's seeing her against Odyssey Sims, who to me is one of the other standout point guards.
Hold on, Jordan Canada's not from Canada. Just kidding.
No. All right. Dad joke. Anyway, Minnesota Lynx have Odyssey Sims, who has also emerged as another stud point guard in the league and is heading to the All-Star game for the first time because of it.
Love.
So looking forward to those matchups. Should be a fun game.
I love it. To circle back on my matchup really quick.
Jordan Canada's not from Canada.
Right? That's a good joke. Circle back on my matchup really quick. NECA was just announced the WNBA Player of the Week.
Well, good for NECA.
NECA, and for the third time this year, Jonquel Jones.
Who, I agree, she had a really good week for Connecticut and helped them get to two more wins, break that 5-game losing streak.
It's basically when she does what she's supposed to do, or capable of doing, they win, and she gets Player of the Week.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's why she's an all-star starter, and that's why they rely on her, you know. And I think it's super exciting. I think she's only going to get better as she gets more comfortable being the player.
The player.
So.
All right. I mean.
Good shit.
We can hit on another interesting topic from one of your teams that we were just talking about.
Hit it.
What's going on with Tasha?
Hit it. With Tasha? Natasha Howard?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with Natasha Howard, John?
I mean...
Tell us.
The domestic abuse allegations are... It's a little intense.
Tell me about it, for those who don't know what's going on.
I mean, it seems like Natasha Howard's wife has been posting on social medias and whatnot, and videos and stuff like that are out there of alleged abuse from Natasha Howard.
From a few months ago.
The videos, I don't know how recent they are or what they are. She just posted them pretty recently. They could be from months ago.
They're from March.
Okay. So, yeah, they're not the best videos to see, and, you know, it's not a great topic, and it's not something that I want to spend that much time on just because it's awkward. It's just, it sucks that this is happening. I mean, it's not, I don't want to see one of the better players in the WNBA lose time or anything like that because of something like this.
Sure. I understand where you're coming from, but, you know, domestic violence is domestic violence, and it's a big deal, and it's a big problem. And when allegations of abuse come out, I think it's important that everyone do their due diligence and figure out what's going on. And part of the complaint, you know, from Natasha Howard's wife was that the WNBA had been, you know, helping to cover this up and not getting Natasha Howard perhaps the help she needed in dealing with whatever was going on with her that maybe, you know, sparked some of, you know, what happened.
Totally.
And so there's, and you don't want to hear that. You don't about wanna... whether like the WNBA is sweeping stuff under the rug to keep their like prominent players on the court. And while you want to make sure you want her on the court because she's, you know, an incredible player, I feel like the important thing here is that, like, you know, dealing with the situation, dealing with domestic violence, and also helping the people who maybe are finding themselves in situations where they're not able to control themselves get the mental health support they need to get through it.
Totally. We were talking about this earlier in one of our five other takes that we've done for this episode.
So many takes.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just talking about how there's two sides to every story, and it's pretty rough no matter what, hearing about it in any way. And you're right. It's just, you got to just get them help. Yeah. You got to do what's right by the player and the family. Right.
By the player, by the victim. I mean,
yeah.
you have to, you know.
Because we don't know what the real victim is, the real story, the real this or that. We don't want to, I'm not trying to speculate either way.
Right.
It's domestic, just, you got to get them help. Okay. Yeah, it's never okay.
But just simple punishment, you know, suspension from the league. How is that really going to help? You know, I understand, you know, needing to take action, but let's take action by getting the players, by getting, you know, these people help so that this kind of thing doesn't happen again.
So in other sports and in like football, basketball, baseball, for something like substance abuse, they give out, you know, small suspensions, but then it's like, we're monitoring you, then we're going to, you know, put you through drug rehabilitation programs and things like that, which, you know, there is usually a small suspension and maybe are a fine with that, but they do find you help, which clearly needs to be the thing here.
Yeah. I mean, this isn't the first time this has happened. You know, this is not the first time even this year that this kind of thing has happened in the WNBA. Yeah. And so I think it's an issue that they need to take really seriously, and they need to make sure that they're addressing. It's difficult to be a player in the WNBA. The amount of pressure and stress on these women is incredible. You know, playing overseas, playing here, getting paid not a lot of money, and being forced to be away from family for half of the year. It's really, really difficult. And when they're overseas, they don't have huge support systems overseas. You know, sometimes they have each other when they're in the same league or, you know, on the same team, you know, but it's not
the same. It's very different.
And it's very hard.
Very different from any other sport.
So I just think, you know, it all comes down to money, because if the WNBA were able to pay these players more money, they wouldn't have to play overseas and they would have more time to kind of deal with some of the issues maybe that come up at home and deal with their own challenges. So I hate to bring it back to that, but, you know, so many things could be fixed and helped if these women were paid.
Bam.
Anyway, let's move on.
Move on.
Las Vegas is your new number one in the standings. Buy or sell?
Buy.
You're into it? You believe
definitely
in them?
Definitely.
Think they belong up top?
Definitely.
Okay.
There was times where we were like putting them in like 7 and 8 rank.
Yeah, the, well, they were power rankings earlier in the year. Yeah. They were. It was like, are they going to put it together or not?
I think the chemistry is starting to build. They're all learning their role inside the system. I think the three all-stars that they do have are all-stars, and they deserve to be there. And it's a team that, you know, I think will be playing for the championship.
I think they're having so much fun right now. They look like they're having a ball.
Yeah.
Dancing on the court, like, just being stupid, having a good time.
Yeah, totally.
Like, you know, winning games, taking names, you know, just, I feel like.
I follow Liz Cambage on,
yep,
on Instagram, and she's wildly fun. She just is, like, during the games, like, just having a good time, like, timeout breaks, just, like, dancing with the team, getting all into it. And yeah, you could tell, I mean, like, their vibe is growing.
Yeah.
And it's only probably going to get stronger, you know? Like, it's a lot of new personalities, a lot of different people to getting together. And, like, when you bring in a star like Liz, there's going to be a little bit of growing pains.
And there's wacky personalities there. You know, Asia Wilson has a wacky personality. You know, Kayla McBride has, like, a fun personality. And, like, you know, not that, like, not the other players don't have fun personalities, but I do wonder how, like, a player like Jackie Young, who was always kind of stoic, how she fits in with a group that's so wacky.
That one video is so good with earlier this season when it's like
they're all dancing,
they're all like twerking, having a good time dancing in the stairwell,
and Jackie like walks around, and they all stop. Yeah, like, what's up?
But, like, it was just like, I think it would just happen to be like the video of recording ended. Like, it was like a Snapchat story or like an Instagram story. So there's only that much time.
Sure.
It just happened to be that way.
It did feel like right as Jackie walked around the corner, the dancing stopped.
Stopped.
It's
like, oh, the coach is here.
Exactly. Rookie's here. Quiet. Anyway. Yeah,
but great. So I love
Vegas
them.
Is number one.
Good I love them. I think they'll be playing the number two team right now in the championship. And I thought that's what it was going to be earlier this year when all the players that were out were out.
Mm-hmm.
That was the matchup that I thought would happen.
Dope, dope, dope. Sylvia Fowles broke the WNBA's all-time double-double record, recording her 158th in a win over Phoenix on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's
real.
Go Syl.
Yeah.
Like, you're crushing.
Crushing.
You know? Congratulations all-star on breaking the record. You know, you're on all-star yet again.
Yep.
And what an amazing career.
What was it, six or seven?
Sixth or seventh time.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which.
It's amazing.
But what an amazing clearly career deserves she's it. Having. And, you know, she was an MVP a couple of years ago. She's won, you know, championships. And she does it so quietly.
Look what that team's doing because she's the rock there.
Yeah, I know.
She's the rock.
She is.
So, like, you know, like, as great as Maya and all the rest of that team was, they're still good.
Yeah.
They're still playing at a high level, and they have a whole new team, basically.
Yeah, and you got to give credit to, you know, the other players
coach,
around
coach, organization,
well, you know?
Shit like that, but, yeah. Great drafting.
Yes, Sylvia Fowles is the rock of that team.
Yeah.
Good job, girl.
We salute you.
Way to break that record. Diana Taurasi sighting. There was a Diana Taurasi sighting on
dun,
court.
Dun, dun.
It was pretty dope. She played 16 minutes on Friday in a loss to the Sun, who snapped their 5-game losing streak and now appear to be back on the up and up in second place at 11-6. Anyway, back to Taurasi. Taurasi sighting. She was on court, looking pretty good, doing some things. They didn't get the win, and she sat out Friday, but was there on the bench, suited up, involved. Griner got called for like a flagrant foul, and Taurasi was right there going, "That's bullshit! That's bullshit!" Just supporting her girl.
Yeah, I think it's just they're babying her along, and that's fine.
Yeah,
I think that she's old.
A weird way of putting it. I feel like they're just allowing her body to rest and recover and get
totally
get used to. If you're gonna call that babying, that's fine, but like, you know.
Sure. You just don't want to see somebody get rushed back like a Kevin Durant, you know, like how they
re-injured quickly.
Re-injured, like, boom, yeah. Like that. So they played her a little bit, let her feel the game, then game off, and you hope she plays the next game because you don't want to have any concerns that this is actually a lingering thing.
I agree.
But I think that's what it was.
How about the Atlanta Dream? Climbing out of the cellar. You buying it or
did
no?
They?
I mean, you know, they're 4-6 in their last 10 games. And they're sitting, you know, at like 5-9 on the year. So, are 5-11? 5-11 on the year.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So they started 1-5, and they're 4-6 in their last, you know, 10. I think that is them climbing out of the basement slowly.
Sure. Okay, so you're, like you said, you're winning some games in the last few.
Yeah.
They're still at 5-11. They're still tied for last. I still think they're the worst team,
and that's fair. And I see that. You know, I put them ahead of the Indiana Fever in my power rankings this week,
which is fair. They've played actually two more games
because the Fever are 2-8 in their last 10, and I just feel like they're finding some struggles despite sending two All Stars to the game in Candace Dupree and Erica Wheeler. Congratulations to both of them.
Congrats.
We have not been talking about them very much. You know, partially because they haven't been winning a lot. Yeah. But
we'd be giving love here and there. We give love to, there's 12 teams. We give love to as many people as we can.
It's not that hard to talk about them all. So, I don't know. I think the Dream are climbing out. I've seen improvement from them. I see a strong defense. I see an offense that isn't quite clicking on all cylinders yet. A little too much ISO play because they're so talented. And I think that there's potential there. They just, you know, I don't know. I think there's potential, and they're close to breaking out. Because remember, they were second last year. They finished second in the standings last year. And that was playing like almost a month with McCautry out. So.
Maybe. I think they are where they are. And they might go up to 9 at the highest, you know, that they can get to in the rankings. Mm-hmm. You know, like that maybe. That's what I'm saying. Like, that would be them playing great for the rest of the season.
Yeah. I guess, like, the point for me is just that this continues to be a year highlighting the
totally.
Huge amount of parity in the WNBA.
That's exactly.
All of these teams could win or lose on any given night to anyone else in the league. And I truly believe that and feel that.
I do. I do, too.
Like, Vegas is number one. The Dream are number 12. If they played tomorrow in Atlanta, like, yes, I think there's a solid chance that Atlanta could win that game.
Totally.
So that's just the year that it is right now, and that makes it really exciting.
I feel like each team
and
has...
And makes me glad we're not betting.
Yeah, each team, I feel like, has somebody that can take over a game and can win you a game.
Mm-hmm.
So I always think if you have somebody that's capable of that, then you're good. Like, you'll be competitive. You know?
Expansion.
Totally.
More teams.
Toronto.
Give us two more teams.
Toronto and Denver.
Two more teams.
Give it to us.
Yeah.
Okay, so what else we got, Boo?
So the other thing I wanted to, before we jump into like our Spotlight Queens for the week, which we'll do.
Spotlight Queen.
I wanted to spotlight another queen. I just wanted to talk about Jordan Canada, who's a second-year, you know, point guard, you know, trying to, you know, grow in the Sue Bird's shadow and lead that Seattle Storm team. And I think she's had a crazy year leading the league in steals, among the leaders in assists. And I think she's really coming into her own. And I think that's a big reason why Seattle continues to be as good as they are right now. And that makes me very hopeful for their future. You know, assuming that at some point or another, you know, the ageless Sue Bird decides to retire.
So you love Jordan Canada. She's like one of your new favorite players, I guess?
She's just really exciting. She's really dynamic. She's a fun player to watch, and I think she's got a lot of potential. I wouldn't be surprised to see her, like I said earlier, you know, kind of on Team USA at some point.
Yeah, that would be dope. I'm checking out her Instagram right now. Just giving her a look. I know she has a Sue Bird obsession.
Which is real funny.
Which
is hilarious that, you know, she, yeah, I know.
Then to get drafted by them, that's real
You were telling me about that like when she you know, went to the Storm, that she got like real starstruck.
Oh, yeah. I saw some great videos on it. And like, they make fun of it a lot.
The two of them?
Yeah. That's like, great. And the team and like, you know, they like, it's just hard not to notice.
That's really cute and sweet, is what it is.
Yeah. When she first got there, it was something like they had to do an interview, like, for the team's media day.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they were interviewing each other, and she just asked her something simple, and Jordan Canada just was, like, didn't know what to say. And she just, like, stood there, mouth open, like, kind of deal, like, just can't believe this is happening. Mm-hmm. And, like, Sue Bird had to be like, yo, we're doing this right now. You gotta talk. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, so it's good. I like Jordan Canada.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, we'll...
she was fun in college, too.
She was.
Exciting player.
Spotlight queen.
Spotlight queen.
All right, so who's your spotlight queen this week?
So my spotlight queen this week is Diamond DeShields.
Diamond.
Sing it, baby. I don't know what you're singing, but keep going.
I don't know. That's all I had. My grandma used to, whenever we played poker and someone like played a diamond, my grandmother would go, "Diamonds are a girl's best friend." Swear to God.
What's that? There's like a Rihanna song that's like diamond or something.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Yeah, that one.
Anyway, talk to me about Diamond DeShields.
So Diamond DeShields.
Now that we've made fun of her name, go us. Kidding.
Sure.
I'm kidding.
So Diamond DeShields is a great
all-star
up and coming player that is really coming into her own, which is awesome.
Yeah, she crushes.
She is fun to watch, exciting, high motor, high intensity,
tall, athletic,
can do it all.
Yeah,
you know, she could shoot it, she could dribble it, take you to the hole kind of deal. Yeah, and her Instagram and her personality is just so fun.
Yeah.
She just has a great attitude. She's all about, like, pushing herself and pushing the envelope as, like, a woman athlete. And you see that on her Instagram and, like, how she talks about it and stuff like that. And, like, it's... Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, what's the deal with her dope, like, you know, goggles, face mask?
Oh, yeah. I recently wanted to find out about that, too. So...
As in, like, this morning?
Maybe. Maybe last night.
Ooh.
How about
ooh.
That?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Go.
So,
speak.
So, her goggles, the reason why she wears them is she actually has a medical condition that creates almost a double vision when her eyes get dry. And thinking about that playing sports when you're running up and down a court, like, definitely is happening all the time. So she said at times she would have double vision. People, because of the lights, then people would have like halos and you would see glares that weren't really there and your depth perception was off.
How can that be for a shooter? Like, presumably this girl shoots like between 30% and 40%, right? Does that mean that if she didn't have double vision, she'd be shooting like 80%?
I mean, no, but...
How do you know which basket to shoot for?
It would just happen at times, she said. It wasn't like a constant thing.
Oh, okay.
It would just... It would prevent her from going all out all the time.
Okay.
So she...
That was always a complaint that she kind of was like, you know, showed up when she wanted to.
So, and that's the thing. There was an actual reason. Like... Just like, they were then, because of... her playing in Chicago, she went to the university there,
mm-hmm.
and they diagnosed this, figured it out, made her special contacts for her eye to like not sit on her cornea where it was all messed up, what was creating the problem.
Wow.
And it lubricates her eye at the same time.
I love lubrication.
And now she wears these awesome goggles so that while she's playing, you know, like you blocking out like any like wind or anything like that, you know, while you're running up and down the court. And it's not creating any of that. And she said she can go all out all the time now.
That's awesome.
So she's not having the vision problem. She's like, I can take the ball to the hoop and know where I'm going.
We should get her on for an interview.
Right?
Yeah.
She sounds
call super us, dope. Diamond.
Yes. She's real cool. Her Instagram handle, where you guys should all go on there, give her a like or follow. A follow. It is Diamond Does It 1. So, DIAMONDDOESIT 1. The number 1.
Diamond Does It 1.
Yeah, and you can watch her Instagram stories. Mad fun. The other day, she was at Texas Rangers game supporting her brother, who's a professional baseball player. And she was with, like, Gabby Williams from her the team that she was playing. And
no, that's a teammate.
Is it Gabby?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought she was playing for the Wings.
No.
Ooh, my bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. So she was...
Spotlight Queen!
She was with her, Katie Lou, and Miles Turner from the Pacers, which was cool.
Dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Diamond. It's been fun watching her career since she was at, you know, Tennessee, which isn't even where she started school. She transferred into Tennessee.
Where was she before that, do you know?
Man, you're testing me. Was it North Carolina?
Be my WNBA Rolodex.
Might be North Carolina, but I can't remember.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah. But anyway, Diamond, DeShields, Spotlight Queen, good stuff.
Who's All-star. Yours?
Mine is, you know, my girl. She was on Dancing with the Stars. She won an ESPY. They call her Ice Twice. Because of her 2018 Final Four NCAA heroics. It is none other than my pick for Rookie of the Year, Arike Ogunbowale. And what an exciting player she is. She's, you know, one of those players as a rookie that's come in and has just put the team on her back with, you know, Liz Cambage getting traded and Skylar Diggins being out on maternity. Ogunbowale has had a chance to step right up with the Wings and, you know, shoulder a huge, you know, load. And she loves it.
Yeah,
shoulder and that's what load. She thrives on. She thrives on...
You set me up.
That's going right in our intro.
You set it up. You threw up the alley-oop. I had to just jam it home.
So, anyway, Ogunbowale, she's an incredible player. She's definitely born for the spotlight and the limelight. And every step of her career that I've, you know, watched and been a part of, she's impressed with her confidence, her willingness, and desire to take the shot when someone needs to take it. Super exciting player. She's going to be a star in the WNBA for a long time.
Yeah, and, love Arike's.
So her Instagram is at Arike, A-R-I-K-E, _ Ogunbowale, O-G-U-N-B-O-W-A-L-E.
Wow.
Arike Ogunbowale.
You're pretty good.
She looks at you like she wants to eat you for lunch. Got it in. Anyway, so that's her. Check out her Instagram. It's mostly like basketball stuff and her just like soaking in, you know, this life that she's living. And she's an exciting player, and she's going to be a great ambassador for the sport simply because of her big personality and her love of the spotlight.
She has a very contagious smile too.
Oh yeah. Super contagious.
When she's smiling and happy, you can't. You're just sitting there like, yeah,
yeah. And she's kind of like a fun, happy person. Like nothing ever really gets her that down.
I mean, she missed like a huge shot, and no big deal. Yeah.
And she was just like, whatever, man. I'm gonna go play in the WNBA. Bye,
She's like, I won us the national championship last year. Don't worry.
Yeah, everything's chill.
Yeah, I don't really care. All people right. miss basketball shots.
Yeah,
whatever.
Anyway, so yeah, that's my spotlight queen. Those are our Spotlight Queens. This has been the Queens of the Court podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Paul Jafrida.
John Hansen.
We're the King Size Queens.
KSQ, King Size Queens.
This is the Queens of the Court podcast. We hope you've enjoyed
Subscribe to us on iTunes.
Yeah, we're on iTunes. That's probably iTunes. How you found us anyway. But, yep, iTunes. Subscribe. Give us 5 stars.
5 stars.
Say something about how dumb we are.
Yeah. Woo.
And make it rain.
Make it rain.
Make it rain. Bye.
Bye.
Make it rain, girl. Make it rain. Make it rain, girl. Make it rain.